Hi, and welcome to this podcast about a biblical worldview. In this podcast, I'll be referring to three main authors: John Stott, Albert Walters, and Nancy Piercy. John Stott outlines a biblical worldview in his book Issues Facing Christians Today. He says a biblical worldview has four main themes: creation, fall, redemption, and the end. He wrote, "It gives us a framework in which to fit everything, a way of integrating our understanding, the possibility of thinking straight, even about the most complex issues." The creation story is given in Genesis chapter 1. God creates everything, including time, from nothing, and says it is good. Genesis chapter 2 says more about our creation. We were created with free will to be in relationship with God and to cultivate and guard creation. This is something that Albert Walters goes into more detail about in his book Creation Regained. On the seventh day, God rests from his labours. This is not the end of the development of creation, however. Although God has withdrawn from the work of creation, he has put an image of himself on the earth with a mandate to continue. People must now carry out the work of development. By being fruitful, they must fill it even more. By subduing it, they must form it even more. And in her book Total Truth, Nancy Piercy writes, "The first phrase, be fruitful and multiply, means to develop the social world, build families, churches, schools, cities, governments, laws. The second phrase, subdue the earth, means to harness the natural world, plant crops, build bridges, design computers and compose music. This passage is sometimes called the cultural mandate because it tells us that our original purpose was to create cultures, build civilizations, nothing less. In the fall described in Genesis chapter 3, we chose to use our free will to rebel against God, to sin. This broke our relationship with God, with others and ourselves. It affected all areas of creation and brought evil, suffering, disease, war and death into the world. And our rebellion against God means being cut off from God's light, which leads to darkness, and being cut off from God's peace, which leads to pain. Never-ending evil, darkness and pain would be hell, which is the penalty we face for our rebellion against God. When Jesus died on the cross, he took our sins on him. His resurrection back to life 3 days later proved that he had dealt with our sin. And by committing our lives to him, by becoming his disciples, our relationship with God is restored. Jesus calls us to follow him, to be salt and light, and to bring other people back into a relationship with God. We are now living in a period between Christ coming to earth as our Saviour and returning as our Judge. There is still time to commit our lives to him and receive his salvation, but meanwhile pain and disease and war continue. Jesus told the parable of the weeds, in which wheat and weeds are growing together in a field. The owner decided to let them grow together until the harvest, when the weeds would be burned and the wheat harvested. We're in that time now. There is still time to become a Christian, but meanwhile evil and painful things continue to happen. A time will come when Christ returns to judge us all, and we will all have to give an account for our lives. People who've rebelled against God will spend eternity in hell. People who've trusted Jesus to deal with their sins will go to heaven. And Nancy Piercy suggests that for Christians, what we've cultivated in this life continues in the life to come. In eternity, we will continue to fulfil the cultural mandate, though without sin, creating things that are beautiful and beneficial out of the raw materials of God's renewed creation. This means that every valid vocation has its counterpart in the new heavens and new earth, which gives our work eternal significance. In our work, we not only participate in God's providential activity today, we also foreshadow the tasks we will take up in cultivating a new earth at the end of time. If you'd like to know more or have any questions, You can look at the Christianity website, bethinking.org, or see if a local church near you runs the Alpha course.